Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I am Ronnie Karam. Hi, everybody. Joining me, as usual, is the gorgeous, thin, talented, handsome Mr. Ben Mandelker. Ben, you can also find on the Game Brain podcast and The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a show on YouTube, okay? Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
How are you?
I am so good. So excited to talk about the sandwich episode of Summer House.
The sandwich episode, yeah. You know, I love an episode centered around a sandwich. I mean, they're putting it all, it's all over their Bravo Instagrams and their tweets and everything is about this damn sandwich fight. And I love it. And you know what, Jax? We've got to give Jax Taylor a little credit here. You know what? You made this happen, sir. So well done.
Yeah. He was the original pioneer of sandwich entitlement. And now we've really seen that grow and evolve into Lindsay, you know? And it's really been months since the Summer House trailer came out that we've been waiting for this big fight about the sandwiches. And it has finally arrived.
Really, yeah, if you just take Jax saying his sandwich bullshit, his like misogyny sandwich comments, and then you paired it with Lindsay telling him off, I think that would be pretty epic.
It would be fantastic. Yeah.
And I'm glad we got it the year that Jax got fired, too. I mean, it just makes it extra delicious because, you know, he's sitting there watching this and thinking, great. And now I have somebody. I've already been fired. I can't afford my shitty house in the valley anymore. And now I'm getting told off by Lindsay on a show that should not have exceeded my stay on Bravo.
Well, he's probably going around bemoaning everything to everyone, saying, you can't say anything. I've been, you know, the woke police. I've been canceled. You know, cancel culture's out of control. Let me ask you something. Let me see. Who on Bravo could have a fight about a sandwich? Okay, I ask you. To which Lindsay said, oh, I'll show you how to have a fight about a sandwich.
Do not activate my sandwich fighting.
So here we are, Summer House, episode 3 of season 5.
By the way, this is Crappens on Demand. I don't know if you mentioned that yet, but it's Crappens on Demand. So you can watch this recap. You don't have to just even listen to it, okay? Damn. You can just watch us, okay? And if I had some plywood and some 2x4s behind me, maybe I would even build a workbench, too. During this, but I don't. So you
this should be a scratch and smell episode because I'm in Texas and still without me water, and it's still ice outside, and I'm still in the same clothes I was in our last recap. Isn't that fun? Seems to be a little scratch and sniff. Yesterday I smelled like a gas station, and today I just smell like the apocalypse.
Almost the same thing. So here we are. The last thing that we saw was Hannah sitting down Luke and Sierra to confront him about Luke, about all his half-truths.
I like how you said it. Luke.
This was a really good Luke episode, mainly because he spoke with his parents and we got to hear like hardcore Minnesota accents. Like we always give Luke like a, oh, you know, this is, I'm Luke, I'm a model who makes jewelry. But his parents are like, oh, well, you know. And it's just like, it was
I hope you got a 2x4 under that table to stabilize it.
It's like, oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure they were really only kept in the episode for their accents. Like, oh, well, you know, the cell phone service is not so good over here. Oh, yes.
God, just to see where I am mentally, I lost my cigarette, my vape thing that I... I haven't moved, you guys, okay? I'm still here. Oh, it's behind
me. Well, if you put a 2x4 on your cigarette, you might not lose it.
So we're back in the fight that we ended with Hannah having a fit because Luke is pretending they never had anything. And, you know, they're talking with Sierra, and Luke is basically getting caught. Or is Hannah getting caught? Because I can't really tell. I don't know if Hannah had a boyfriend coming into this. I still don't know. I still can't tell what the truth is.
Well, I think people did investigations, and it looks like she had met her guy before shooting. But that doesn't necessarily mean they were exclusive or anything. I don't think that really means anything, to be honest. But, yeah, I can't tell if this is Luke's lies being exposed or Hannah facing reality that we all saw coming. I'm not sure. I think that's why she's so mad, because she knew this was the situation And I think that she had to convince herself that it wouldn't be the situation, and then she realized she fell for it, and she's embarrassed, and now she's
well,
angry.
That's the trouble, and you know, what we were saying last season, this is the trouble with fuckboys like this, you know, how to play with your head and say things like, I don't want to label it, you know? Mm-hmm. I just, you know, let's keep it going. And then you say, you try and be the cool girl, or guy, in our situation, and be like, well, okay, yeah, I don't want to label it either. Like, I'm not after you. I'm totally not after you at all. Like a hot male model?
Yeah.
What would I want with that? And then, you know, I'd rather be fucking my podcast producer. And then, you know, he's like, okay, but I'm just telling you, we're not girlfriend and boyfriend, right? No! Girlfriend and boyfriend! No.
I'm dating Kermit the Frog. Why would I even care? And then, you know, it's like, oh god, is it Deandra Simmons calling you right now?
Spam call. Let's see who it is. Hello,
this is Sarah from Discover.
Oh, I am Sarah calling from in Discover.
Regards to rate expiration. We've been trying to reach you as your eligibility for rate reduction is about to expire.
Oh girl,
for more information,
yeah, I'm pressing one.
And how is your family? Okay, your rate reduction. That was Deandra asking about Ronnie's family, because she does ask.
Hi, how are you doing? Hello? Bitch hung up on me. Well, I guess I'm not gonna get a better rate on my Discover card that I don't have. Losers.
What is the point of like a robo spam call if you're gonna hang up on the person when you broke them in?
That's the third time today it's been a hang up. I'm just trying to talk. I'm lonely. I'm stuck inside. I just want to talk to somebody. No offense, Ben, because I'm currently talking to you.
I'm so jealous. Do you know how many times I get robocalled during our podcast, and now no one's calling me? Now that I'm like jealous and want to do it too. Okay. So here we are. So Hannah,
good luck with this. I'm not even in this recap. Can you tell? I'm so sorry. I'm back in. I'm back in, everybody. Sorry.
You don't have to be in. We're going to plow through it. Okay. So much like Luke did to Hannah. So Hannah's like, okay, you know what? Stop texting me at night. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone, okay? And
you're not my friend, bro. And then Luke's like, oh, I'll remember that. Remember what I said. Choose your words wisely, okay?
So Hannah's in full ugly cry right now. She sort of looks like, when she ugly cries, she looks like an emotionally distressed Beaker from the Muppets. She's like, you know, she's like, so she has now gone. So she's now in the pantry with Paige and Amanda, which is funny because the pantry's where the fuckboys always like to make out with the
yes
girls.
They're in the fuckboy spot complaining about a fuckboy. Like, you literally are looking at the spot that Paige touched Carl's dick, okay?
And Paige is giving the pep talk. She's like, it's like she's in the corner like massaging the boxer. She's like, everything you said was spot fucking on, just like my outfit. I get paid to wear this. Like and subscribe, thank you.
So Sierra's talking to Luke still, and she's like, I don't know if you have like ulterior motives this summer. I mean, are you guys like diminishing what you had, or are you like downplaying it? And he's like, oh god, you know what, I'd love to talk to you about this, but I probably should be sober. Okay, I should be sober.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go out back and sing about coyotes under my workbench. So by the way, my prediction, I don't know if this is true or not, my prediction is that Hannah sort of like put Sierra in this situation in the sense of like, I want to tell you what Luke's doing, and like, I think she's like assuming that Sierra automatically is her ally, and then I don't think Sierra really is invested in this fight that much. She's like, oh, that's kind of fucked up, but I kind of want to make my own decisions. And I kind of feel like what's going to happen in a few episodes is that Hannah is going to feel let down that Sierra is not going to be the ally to her that she expects and just assumes she would be. And then she's going to be angry at Sierra, because that's how this usually goes. So it'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah. And you know what? It's karma, because last year Hannah was doing this kind of with that guy that she was dating, right? She was like kind of just saying that she was talking to someone, being someone's friend, when meanwhile in her head they were like boyfriend and girlfriend. So I don't know. It's really hard for me to feel in this situation, but also I have like calluses, you know, that maybe I'm just like projecting, like, you know, it's fuck boy. It's like you touch the fire. It's like a baby, you know, that's why you have to hold a baby over a fire until it starts to smoke a little bit so that the baby learns the fire is hot.
Yeah. I'm not having a problems feeling, maybe caring. Maybe caring is where I'm at. I don't know. But either way, so Hannah's like in the pantry. He brought this girl in to make me feel bad, and he's using her to fucking hurt me, and he played it so hard. Whenever I'd be with someone else, he'd get so mad. And then we see like a montage of like Hannah talking to other guys last summer, and Luke sort of like walking up and be like, hey, what's up? It's like, oh, he's so mad.
Yeah. Well, he did try to interrupt her, but it's also funny that she considers all of the, well, at least according to these clips, that she all considered those, she considered all of those like real options. Anger. Like she had the guy that she was dating from her podcast, right? That was there and kind of liked her, I guess. But then she, then one of their examples is Austin from Southern Charm. I'm sure. And I just wrote, poor I make small waves, Austin. Like his hat says, I make small waves. I just could imagine Madison being like,
try to stop acting like you've got big dick energy when you ain't.
Hey, we all know you make tiny waves, beta. You know who makes big waves? Jay Cutler and A-Rod together. Paige is like, Luke is like manipulative and controlling. I mean, you were in a toxic relationship without even being in a relationship. That's wild how he pulled that off. Almost how I pulled off this great over-the-shoulder look that you can get exclusively at Mandy's. Like and subscribe.
And let's also point out that even Paige just pointed out they weren't in a relationship. Okay? Just going off the evidence I see. So then Sia, who I write down as CIA, so every time I look at it, I'm a little bit like, what'd I do? Sierra is talking to Luke, and she's like, we put together a timeline, and they're like pretty much identical, so we just wanted to let you know that we know, okay? My nickname is CIA, so don't think I'm not going to go homeland on your ass. Right, Luke.
And then she starts crying like Claire Danes. So Luke is like, you know, me and Hannah have a special bond, you know? I think I've told you about it. She's like my best friend who I'd like to fuck and say, be my girlfriend, but not actually, you know? And I don't understand why she doesn't understand that when I say I wish I could date you, I don't mean I want to date her. So, you know, last summer, I thought Hannah was dating other guys and living her life. And I'm all about that. And I want her to. I want her to be with other guys. Okay? That's it. I'm just a humble male model.
Yeah, but then I'm back Hannah. Team Hannah, because we're not talking about last summer. We're talking about the time after that when you guys were sleeping together, making food together, and acting like boyfriend and girlfriend. Okay?
Yeah. He did come hard for her last summer. He really did. Sorry, yes. Everyone.
So then she's like, yeah, but you're sleeping in the same bed and making food, so... And then we get clips of him saying, you know, I don't want a relationship. Me neither. Relationship. Nothing, Hannah. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Not boyfriend and girlfriend. Girl, what am I, a loser? Come on. But we know that there's a lot that happened after that.
I wrote it down as the Luke honesty montage. So then Sierra's like, well, which I don't know. It's like a funny concept.
It is, because it's, what you, it's like a montage. It is like a murder show where you're watching someone lay down all the evidence on camera so later they could put together a montage that says, I was never into you. You know, it's like we knew he was doing it the whole time.
I feel like when he goes on future dates, he'll just have his iPhone and he'll be like, oh, so, you know, I'm a male model. I know that, like, that scares people. People may think I'm a fuckboy, but I actually have this cool montage that you can watch. I'll sit here and eat my salad while you watch this.
Okay, yeah, it's his reel. It's his reel
for dating. It's his reel of honesty. So Sierra's basically like, you know, you send mixed signals. And he's like, well, what's my mixed signal with her? All I did was want to, you know, I let her go down on me, but said I just want to be friends. I don't know what's the mixed signal there, you know?
She's like, well, she didn't know I was coming to the house or that we had a history. And he's like, well, I didn't hide you from her, you know? I just didn't tell her I was bringing you or anything about you, you know? Listen, you know, I talked to you last summer because I liked you, you know? And I get if you're mad, but she goes, well, I get that last summer you weren't ready because you weren't emotionally available because you were still hurt over your ex, which every time I hear that.
Oh. Yes, Ronnie. Oh, I love. People should really do Crap It's On Demand just to see Ronnie's face, what it just did there. Like, just like,
oh, God.
He just got possessed. Kills me
every time, because that's just always what they say. I'm still not over my girlfriend, yes. So this is why I'm fucking you over.
Exactly. And even when he said to Sierra seconds prior, when he said, you know, I understand if you're mad at me, that's also like a very fuckboy thing, which is to kind of like take your emotion and then like he takes ownership of your emotion there. Like, he's going to be the one that says, like you don't get to be like, I'm mad at you. It's like, I understand if you're mad. It's like, you just took that from me. I was supposed to say I was mad at you.
Yeah, it's so, the, but we're getting divorced of, mm-hmm. you know, fuck boys.
Right.
So she's like,
but she's basically you shouldn't be dragging people through.
Yeah,
your
like
issues.
Get some emotional maturity, basically. And he's like, but look, I'm into you. I mean, you came to Minnesota. Well, what kind of argument is that? You took Hannah to Minnesota too. You fucking idiot. Come on, at least keep it together, Luke.
Yeah. You know, I just, you know, I was into you, but my ex took reign over everything in my life, you know? And Sierra's like, well, I feel bad about Hannah as a woman. She still cares about the guy. There are definitely some red flags there. And you're like, and Sierra? And she goes, but there's still history with me and Luke. So I'm not going to shut the door to anything just yet. I'm like, uh-oh. First of all, you're going to be disappointed.
Well, I don't think she would really care.
No, she shouldn't care.
I don't think she would really care.
Just because Hannah's upset doesn't mean that Sierra has to be upset, because they don't have enough of a friendship where they have to be allies. Like, there's no like real girl code there, because they do have a history. But it's one of those things where it's like, we are seeing now what's going to happen. Hannah is going to, I think Hannah may have some expectations that Sierra is going to be her ally in this. And we can see that Sierra just like, she's doing
Sierra's
her own
like,
thing.
I'm fucking, okay? I'm off for the summer and I am fucking.
Yeah, exactly. So, meanwhile, you know, in COVID news, we then cut to Amanda picking Hannah's nose for her. So that's going great.
And Hope Hannah goes to lie down. And Steven Struthy is going back to work. He's like, this house is crazy. I'm going to go back to work. And Danielle and Lindsay are talking. And Danielle is like, is he seriously working right now? Like, it is 10 at night. Does he know he's supposed to be with you right now? Why would he leave?
I know. And Lindsay's like, well, he's probably just at his fucking desk. That's weird. And I'm the girl who shows up late every season because I'm working and I have to take the LIRR. So even for me, that's weird.
Yeah. Danielle is stuck in that place of always being the friend who's angry at the guy for their friend, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst situation to be in. So then Amanda and Paige are talking. Amanda's like, well, she had to cry, but I wish she didn't have to. And then Luke is apologizing to Kyle that all this drama happened on his birthday. And Kyle's like, it's all right. You can't let Sunday ruin Monday. Yeah, Geronimo's!
Yeah, he just goes pee and he goes, Geronimo! I feel bad for every smart toilet that encounters him. Because you know those smart toilets listen and are like, ugh, this guy's peeing in me again.
And telling the government. You know they are. You know it's tracked somewhere. It's like tracked by Apple or some shit. Like
telling Bill Gates and George Soros.
You know those things just spray chips up into your butthole so they can follow you around and know how much money you're paying in taxes.
You know that. No one's talking about the toilets that were at that rally in D.C. So now Stravi's in his like little desk, which again, I'm still amused that it can be only filmed if they keep the bathroom door open and the camera is aimed at the reflection over the bathroom sink. That's the only way we could see Stravi at his desk. I don't know why no one goes in and puts up another GoPro, but that's fine. We can just take in all this drama through a bathroom.
They've probably assured him that he'll have privacy. You know, it's like, come on the show, you'll have privacy. We don't have to have a camera on you all the time. And they found a way to get him. So now Lindsay is mad because Danielle has basically told her, why aren't you mad? So now she's mad. So she's like, what's going on with you? And he goes, I have to work. And she's like, oh my, do you know how frustrating it is when you work? Answer me. So now she's drunk,
typing.
Of course.
He's like, he's just typing like, Frere Jacques, all work and no play makes Steven ready to finger Lindsay later.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's like, lower your voice. And she's like, what? How many sandwiches have you made me? Have I made you? Have I made sure you have something to eat? Have you made sure I have something to eat?
Yeah. And he's, meanwhile, Paige and Amanda are, they had gone downstairs, which is where Lindsay's room apparently was, just to like drink wine in this like little nook. And they're like, now they hear it, they're like, let's move a little closer. So they go in to like listen. And so now Stravi's like, I asked you for lunch one time. And then the moment we've been waiting for, with that hand out, like she has that hand out, like she's like ready to like get like an IV injection.
What sandwiches have you made me? What sandwiches have you made me? Like, are you all a hangry person? Because if you didn't have your fucking lunch.
He's like, look, I'm here to be supportive of you, but you talk shit to me and you don't support me. Like, you can't have an adult conversation. It's like,
I tried, and then you started attacking me.
You know what this all is? This is bologna. Like a bologna. I literally made you a bologna sandwich. Where's my bologna sandwich?
When you make me a sandwich.
How is he attacking you? You like literally came into his room drunk and started yelling at him.
I know. And Paige and Amanda are like, how are we always so close to the drama? I love this. So,
have you done one fucking thing for me since you've been in the house? Let's get that straight. Let's get that straight. I'm a sandwichless woman right now.
So then Carl and Danielle are in the kitchen and he's like, what is that? And she's like, oh, Lindsay is screaming at Steven. And he's like, oh. What's the sandwich thing? Like, I'm lost on that. What's the sandwich thing?
Sandwich looks great, by the way. So, Stravi is like, okay, Lindsay, then you can leave.
Fine, I'm gonna sleep with Danielle. We're gonna have a fun friendship sandwich. That's my only sandwich I get around these days, anyway.
So, yeah, so she's like, I have no respect for you. And he's like, well, you need to give respect in order to earn fucking respect.
She's like, no. Where is my sandwich? I'm pretty sure you have not made me one sandwich.
And Danielle's downstairs going, she's going to marry him. I mean, she's going to have a babies with him. And so Danielle comes to the kitchen. Lindsay comes to the kitchen. And she's like, he's like... I don't even know what this means. I wrote, he's only in tuna with what he sandwiches, not with what I sandwich, if this sandwich is going to work. I don't know.
You know, I realized I messed it up because in that argument earlier on, Lindsay had said, what sandwiches have you made me? Which is actually different from the real big moment we were waiting for, which was at the climax, she says, how many sandwiches have you made me? So I apologize.
We have to start over.
Yeah. I apologize to you, Ronnie, if I confused you with that, because I'm realizing in my notes that then she says, how many sandwiches have you made for me right here at the climax of this fight? So I'm sorry. But the point still remains. She was still screaming about sandwiches.
Yes. So Danielle tells us, you know, opposites do attract, but not in this relationship. She tries to make this work because she is getting older. And she does want to have babies.
She's clinging on to whatever joy she can find in her old age, mainly sandwiches.
It cracks me up that they talk about Lindsay like she's 70, you know, 9,000 years old. It's like, well, poor Lindsay. She has to hang on to it. You know, 34.
Do you know I'm actually distressed about the fact that I messed up the sandwich fight moment, like the big moment I was so excited for? I think I got overly excited and I jumped the gun on the sandwich.
Don't be distressed. We got to yell sandwich about 30 times at least, okay?
I'm sad. This was like the big moment. This is the big moment. And I feel like I did not accurately portray the ridiculousness of this fight.
Don't worry. It keeps going. So then Hannah and Paige are talking. And Hannah's like, I'm hurt. I just need to not be around Luke. So then everyone basically starts going to sleep. And Stravi's just talking to himself alone in bed. He's like, it doesn't even matter how I feel. I'm just the scapegoat. It's like, oh, type it. Type it in your online diary, sir.
Type it. Put it in the menu for Tao. So then we also are getting, that's where he works, right? Like the Tao group or something?
Yeah.
Anyway. We also get a lot, the first of many times this episode, of Luke just walking around going, God damn it. Very Captain Lee. Very Captain Lee.
So let's see. Our life starts now. It all starts now. Our life starts now. It all starts now.
They're in bed.
They're in bed. So,
we see Carl. We see Carl making his bed. This is his big thing, and he's making his bed. He's not whistling this week, but I have to imagine that they just decided not to have him whistle because, you know, last week we saw him making his bed while he's like, a year ago, if I woke up at 7, I'd probably have still been drunk. But it's important to start the day off on the right foot, you know, because, you know, that's why what I do first is I make my bed and then I jerk off and then I make my bed again. In fact, every time I make my bed, I jerk off because I just am used to the fact that every time I make my bed, I've just fucked someone. So I sort of have this response to it. Oh, that's how I start my day.
Yeah. My dad was a Marine. So that's why. And I would be like, Dad, I'm not going to make my bed because, like, I'm just going to sleep in it later. And then my dad would say, Carl, why do you wipe your butt then? And I'd be like,
do I have to do that too? That's why I learned to wipe my butt. I'm really glad I had that conversation with him last month. So then he's like, yeah, I drink a ton of water. Helps your skin. Because look at me. I'm glowing. I look great, by the way. I look great.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Look great.
So then in bed, Hannah's talking, and she's like, he hurt me. Like, two girls have legit stories about him. Like, he's saying we're friends, and that's him making excuses for everything. And she tells us, I've had boyfriends make me feel bad, but I've never had a man yell at me. Like, as a 10-year-old, I would have male coaches yelling that I'm not good enough, but I'm not a kid anymore. Well, what the hell? Okay, I'm sorry, but what are you supposed to do when she's like standing up screaming and crying in his face and won't listen? Like, I don't think it was he really that bad where he was like, fuck you. I think he was just like, dude, yeah. Hannah, come on. Whoa.
It did not read to me like he was yelling. It seemed like he was just getting frustrated and was like, Hannah. But, you know, I don't know what her triggers are. I mean, obviously, well, I mean, I do know what her triggers are now. And maybe she perceives the yell in a way that we don't. I don't know, but all I gotta say is I hope she's not watching any old matches with John McEnroe. So so now...
And Hannah goes, yeah, you know what? He says I'm like his sister. I mean, you ejaculated in my mouth twice. You don't do that to your sister. Like, oh, well, thanks for the...
Well, maybe if you're watching TLC, you would learn something. So a lot of weird shows on that network. That's what I'm saying. Bueller is very uncomfortable with this conversation. Bueller is just like,
he's like, is anybody gonna comfort me? Okay, this is a very traumatizing recap to sit through as a dog with sensitive hearing.
So Lindsay goes outside to sit with Carl, and she's like, I'm starving now, I need a sandwich. And Carl's like, oh, make me a fucking sandwich. Oh. So first thing I do this morning is I make a bed for a sandwich. Oh. Put a little tissue over. I'm like, made your bed, sandwich. Nailed it. I do hospital corners on my bed. Have you ever tucked in a sandwich with hospital corners?
Yeah. Sarah comes outside and he's like, holy smokes. And she's like, wow, last night that conversation like got ugly so fast. And like the way he talked to Hannah, like, I mean, I do feel better talking one-on-one with him at least, but that was gross. He's like, you are so mature. And Lindsay's like, yeah, you are.
Especially around this group, we need someone to offset this crazy. Also, I really like that bathing suit a lot. Wow. I'm not going to say you look great, by the way, because it's been well documented. So I'm just going to change it up and be like, holy smokes. Wow. You're so mature. I love this energy. This energy is like great. And if I could, if this energy was a tangible thing, I would actually be able to look at it, and I'll be able to look at this great energy and be like, whoa, this energy looks great, by the way. Oh, I guess I sort of
I hope this energy makes its bed. okay.
So then Luke burps at the fridge, and we cut back, and he's like, huh, you know what I think of you? I think you're like a Southern Belle. I mean,
what?
Wow. Like, wow, good one, Carl. She's from Atlanta. Ooh, good yeah. one. Smooth.
She's like, really? He's like, yeah. You have like a nice sweetness about you and like a calm nature. She's like, thank you. Yeah.
It's like, oh, listen, I basically hooked up with everyone in this house, and I blew it. It blew up in my face, all right? But, like, getting into a relationship would not be good for my sobriety, but I'm kind of sober, so maybe kind of getting into a relationship will be okay. I mean, she's hot. I'm a guy, all right? I like to stare at cute butts.
Yeah, what can I say? Really want to make her bed. I mean, literally, I mean, have you seen how messy her bed is? It's like, it's actually terrible. I need to make it right now.
So Hannah's doing her podcast. She's like, welcome back to Burning in Hell.
I'm recording next door to a fuckboy. And then Danielle has, this is a learn about Danielle moment, which is not that different from other seasons. My life is one giant schedule. Every day I have meeting after meeting after meeting. Oh, and then she like, she's like talking about how she like, I only have 1 hour and I like to use my lunch break to work out. And then I get back to it. I'm like, is this a promotional video for LinkedIn? Like, how to work at home by LinkedIn, starring Danielle.
It's like, I don't even know how I'm going to have a pee break. It is exhausting. Okay.
And thanks. Then they have like a very sloppy moment of editing where she like goes and stands over her computer and it's like she's on a Zoom call and she's like still like all coming out of the shower and she goes, hi, I'll go on video in a second. But the thing is that like her lips don't, like her face doesn't move. Like they just put audio over her, like of her lips being closed and staring. I'm like, this is the laziest attempt.
I love that Danielle's so boring, they have to give her like voiceover, like you're watching a French show on Netflix, you know?
Yeah, it's like Lupin, but with Danielle.
So Luke is talking to Sierra, and well, not really talking, he just sees her. He's like, Sierra? And she's like, why do you look like that? And he's like, oh, because I'm working, because he's like shirtless, and he's got these patch things on his back with an electrical wire. Did you notice that? What are those?
I thought it was his microphone.
Oh, I'm so dumb. I was trying to figure out what those were. I thought it was like one of those little massage things that massages you. And I was like, that is the life. I have one Could of those.
Be. Maybe it's his Love jewelry. It. Maybe that's just the style of his jewelry. But yeah,
medical patches, medical tape on your back.
When he has to do make his jewelry, he has to be in jeans and no shirt. You know, that's how you make jewelry when you're a male model. So, and then Amanda and Kyle are folding laundry, which is exciting. And so now this is when Luke gets a call from his parents, Cindy and Lyle. So, oh, hey, you look good. Oh, and the beard is gone, Luke. Oh, that's my son. That's my son.
Look at you. I don't even want to throw a dollar in a red metal basket right now, Luke, but I'll give you some money if you need to. Good for you for shaving. You look great, babe. And he's like, well, let me show you this workbench, Mom and Dad. I took some 4x4s and a cross beam, and I made a table out of it.
Now, Luke, did you nail this table together this time, or are you just balancing a bunch of wood together? Oh, I'm balancing it. The whole point is that it's supposed to look like I'm doing work, not that I'm actually doing it.
Each 4x4 thinks it's going to date me, so it's just holding on real tight.
So they don't find out the truth before I get this darn ring nailed down.
Well, Luke, whenever you put a table down, you know you want to get a 2x4 to support underneath. Or you could just get one of those girls and just have her hold on down there, whatever you want.
He's like, everyone else in this house can work on a computer. I still model, but that's not my priority. You know, now I'm more into acting and jewelry and table making, right? It's much better than getting rejected at modeling casting, and I have to give way fewer blowjobs for it. Right.
I love that when we're seeing this entire scene of him showing off his workbench and he says, you know, like I do model, but it's not a priority. So you think he's going to pivot to say, you know, what I really want to do is I want to create something. You think he's going to be like Richard Gere in Pretty Woman and be like, I want to actually make something. I want to do something. But he's like, yeah, I just want to act now. It's like, of course, of course. And it worked because he was in the flight attendant, as we were messaged many, many times.
Yeah. So the mom's like, so tell me where everyone's rooms are. Where's Paige? Where's Sierra's room? Where's Hannah's room? Where's Amanda's room? I'm like, wow, these parents, like, they've got, like, notes on all the women in the house for Luke. I like it. I like that he's like a fuckboy with really supportive fuckboy parents, you know, like a football player yeah. or something. Like, tell me for where real. The girls are, Luke. Which one you're born in? Which one you're stringing along? Come on, Luke.
And then Luke's also telling us how he learned to become a handyman. He's like, oh, well, you know, when I was a little boy, I was 5, I was just a little shit. You know, swinging a hammer, working a drill, you know, dealing with a circular saw, just a typical toddler. And, you know, when you're from northern Minnesota, you kind of learn these things from your father, your uncle, your grandfather, your ma'am, the lady at Target. They all teach you how to build something. I mean, you can't go to CVS without coming out with a little wooden box you've built. Okay, that's just what happens in northern Minnesota.
You know, you've never felt a happier happy box. You've never felt a heavier happy meal box than you do in Minnesota. I mean, they're made out of wood and they're filled with hammers.
Hey, look, there's Paige swimming in the pool. Oh, sorry, it's just a dead frag.
So Paige and Hannah are in the refrigerator, and Paige is like, I'm hungry. Whose fries are these? And Hannah's like, ours. Of course, they're those girls who steal the shit out of the fridge that's not theirs.
Seriously. Well, the joke's on them, because second day fries were never as good. So then Lindsay's in Danielle's room, and so Danielle has, like, just gotten off a Zoom call. She has a blazer on. She's dressed for work, and Lindsay's just sitting there in a bikini top, and Lindsay just walks in, and Danielle's like, our outfits could not be more different. And Lindsay's like, I had to work today. It just was a light work day. I like that, like, casual Fridays for Lindsay are that she probably, like, shows up in the office in a bikini. excuse me, I work today too. That's why I'm in my bikini town.
So they start talking about Steven, right? Is that where we are? Lindsay's like, oh my God,
probably.
He works all day. And Danielle's like, well, how were you even living with him before? And she goes, he was doing Zoom calls all day. That's why I moved home. And Danielle's like, well, I think everyone in the house can sense tension because you're yelling. I was like, well, give her a fucking detective badge. Okay.
Yeah, that's usually the way it works. So Lindsay, she says, our relationship wasn't always like this. Before COVID, we were flourishing in this social world of New York City. But then COVID just made it the two of us, and we realized it's just the two of us, and we hate each other, and we're not compatible.
Yeah, so she thought coming to the house, they'd be around other people, so their relationship would be tolerable again.
Like, yeah.
That's not good, Lindsay. That's not good.
Yeah, that's a really bad sign.
So Paige is like, you know what? She's like turning 34. Which is terrible. So she wants babies. You know what? I give them 2 weeks when she'll probably be like 97 by then. But, you know, she's rapidly, yeah. rapidly aging is what I'm saying.
And Hannah's like, I'll give her 3 weeks. And Amanda, who's now, like, her whole thing is that she's in a stable relationship, is now, like, very stable cocky. And she's like, I'm so grateful that no one placed bets on my relationship. And they're like, we did. A lot. It was us and the entire internet. Yeah. Yes.
So Lindsay's like, I need his support, but he says he needs that. You know, he says he needs things like sandwiches for me. And Danielle's like, where's your support? Yeah, where's my sandwich? Like, figure it out, bro.
It's like, you know what? Like, right now, these days, I need, like, a hero, okay? Like an actual hero sandwich. I really, really want one.
When Tina Turner sang, we don't need another hero, obviously she hadn't met Steven.
So then they're talking about sex, and Hannah just, like, talking about how she hadn't had sex from December until the end of quarantine, and she's like, don't mess with dudes that don't want to fuck you. Am I right? I'm going to laugh about it because I'm so over this situation. I'm not bitter at all.
And meanwhile, Luke's like, I got to get that hornet's nest. And he's outside trying to get a literal hornet's nest.
It's like, Luke, that's the satellite dish. Please stop spraying.
And Danielle doesn't even know she's put on deodorant today, guys. And so it's time for some wine. I'm ready for some Sauvignon Blanc. A Sauvignon Blanc. Danielle in the house.
Sauvignon Blanc. Danielle. And then Steven's outside with Luke trying to, you know, when the guys feel like they're not being, when they're feeling like a little emasculated, they go hang out with Luke. So Steven's like, so you're building stuff, huh? Cool. You have a tarp? You have a tarp?
Yeah, you got a
That'd
tarp.
Be cool. It's like he's just listing things he's seen at a hardware store once. He's like, yeah, you ever, you got a T-nut? You got a flange.
You got a tarp? And Luke's like, oh yeah, let's tarp this bitch up. And Steven's like, you know, things aren't really good with Lindsay. It's like, this was your segue into trying to talk about your problems.
Luke's like, oh, you got a tarp? So hey guys, if everyone wants to give me their Mexican order, I'm going to order Mexican for everyone. So that's my whole thing. I'm going to basically make a bed of Mexican food right now. Anyone, I'm just saying, this is my storyline for today. I'm ordering Mexican food for everyone, okay?
So they all start texting their orders in, and Lindsay's like,
Luke just says he wants cheese and avocado. I don't think he looks at menus.
Luke just ordered mushu pork. Does he know what Mexican food is? And do they have Carl's sandwiches like, here?
Carl just says, he's an idiot. I mean, beans? Does he want beans? She goes,
no one wants to poop in this house.
He's like, yeah, you know what? Now I focus on food. Because like before it was like, clubs, bottle service, girls, cabanas, girls, guys, like whatever. Now I'm all about food.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, I'm so proud of you. You're just like crushing this sober lifestyle. It's almost like you just went and fingered sobriety. You're crushing it.
I'm so good in my own body. All right, I'm good.
So he leaves to go pick up food, and the girls are hanging out at the table. And Paige is telling Hannah, could you please paint your nails? She's like,
this is the content we're watching. We're like, just people idling about.
It really is. And we're like 41 minutes into this. I know. Why? I don't know.
So this is my note. These are my three notes in a row. Carl is getting food. Stravi wants a chat. Carl's back with dinner.
I wrote, girls, Tabby. Paige, could Ooh please paint your nails? Han, but I like white. Should I do clear? Steve, babe, can we chat outside? Lens, sure. Lens, it's constant roller coaster.
It's a constant roller coaster. Do I want a quesadilla? Which is sort of like a sandwich, but or I could get a taco. So so Lindsay and Stravi go to the pool, and Lindsay's like, you're so busy during the day, and I have to like creep in and creep out of my room. It's like not all. And he's doing this whole thing of like, I came here to support you, and I'm not here to attack you, but I'm just really frustrated. Basically saying, I agreed to be on this reality show, and then you're not like letting me do what I need to do to actually earn my money.
It seems like he's saying, yeah, like she was saying, come on, please come on the show. I was like so lame on the show with no boyfriend. And he was like, okay, I'm going to come on the show, but I got to work and I don't want to be involved in all this drama and shit. And she's like, okay, of course not. And then he comes on the show and she's like, what are you going to make me a sandwich?
How many sandwiches have you made me?
So she's like, what are you frustrated about? And he says, well, last night, like, it didn't have to escalate into you being dramatic. And she goes, yes, and I am sorry.
Hey, Sierra, did you get your dinner yet? Yeah, we got some Mexican food right here. Sierra, wow, that energy. You have this great energy. You have, like, I've never seen someone eat a taco and just have so much positivity around them. You're great. Yeah, you're great.
You're so Atlanta, and that's so hot.
Yeah.
So Steven's like, look, I came here to support you. You know, you haven't asked me how my work day was. And she goes, have you asked me anything? Have you asked me what I need? And Danielle, meanwhile, is telling everybody all the gossip about their relationship, as if they can't hear, you know?
as if it was not the most obvious thing happening in the house right now. And Stravi's like, of course right. I ask. Of course I ask. You don't ask if I've been fed. You never ask me if I need anything. Do you think of me? Do you think of me and my sandwiches?
And Sierra goes, they need to stop yelling, first of all. And Hannah goes, that's their love language. And then it cuts back to Lindsay, and she's like,
your love language? I know your love language. What is my love language? And he's like, quality time. And have you tried quality time with me? Not one.
Everyone knows my love language is quality time on rye with Dijon, light on the oil and vinegar without lettuce and tomato, holding the peppers.
And Danielle's like, I just don't want her to hang on to something that's not going to work. And Amanda's like, I mean, if they can't spend time together for a few days, how are they going to make this work? And Kyle's like, Lindsay has a habit of blowing up relationships. Oh, boom.
Yeah. And then we see a flashback. It's like 4 summers ago. I'm going to go sleep in a guy's bed. Ooh, with a guy in a bed. With a guy on a bed. With people, ever. And then it's like, last summer, you need to stop yelling at me. And then it goes, last night, how many sandwiches have you made me?
And Amanda goes, I think he wants a sandwich. And so back to Lindsay. She's like, I'm not supporting you. Oh, so now I know. I'm not supportive. And he goes, just stop right there. No, do not ever ask me to do anything again. I'm not supporting you.
Their food's gonna get cold. And I put in a lot of work. Like Carl 5.0 gets Mexican food in a quick way. So I'm just going to tell them that their food's getting cold, because it sounds like they're having a big argument, and probably the food's more important, so.
Your love language is physical touch, and my love language is quality sandwich, okay? And did you try to give me quality sandwich? No. Am I right?
So Carl calls him in to have food, and Steven's like, listen, you know what? Here's what I hear from you. You want me to carve out time. So, like, you know what? I have work, but I'm going to set a time. Like, how about mornings? Like, you want to have coffee in the morning? I mean, I don't like coffee, but I can have a conversation with you while you have coffee.
He's like martyring.
Because I really want us to grow. I was like, wow, generous, Steven.
He's
wow.
Martyring himself.
You'll sit with her for a cup of coffee.
They have a coffee date, a standing coffee date, which he doesn't even like to do. I also want to point out that when Carl told them that the food was cold, Lindsay looks up and smiles and goes, thanks, Carlito. And then he comes back and he goes, oh, she was swaddling, so I think everything's okay. It's like, no, Carl. So she's like, fine.
And then Lindsay goes, to us, she goes, I am a highly empathetic person. Which is a blessing and a curse. It's like, oh yeah, that's what everybody says who watches this show. That Lindsay, is, God, what an empath.
She just, all wow. She does is think about other people. Wow. So basically, they agree on having coffee moments, and Stravi's like, I just want to have a great summer, you know? So then everyone upstairs is talking about how Steven and Lindsay are going to have angry sex, and then Amanda's like, they're talking about like having angry sex and how some people can do it, some people can't. And Amanda's like, what if they took sex off the table? And Kyle's like, that sounds horrible. And Hannah goes, well, I was in a relationship where I didn't have sex for 10 months and it was all emotional, but I guess that didn't count. It's like, oh.
And Luke's like, food was great, Carol. Thanks.
I feel like that was directed at me, but I honestly can't be sure because I am still a model at the end of the day.
And then we see them cleaning up all the dinner, and someone's like, can I microwave this? And the guy goes, yeah, but don't put the fork in. My dad taught me that. Yeah. Military. It's a military thing.
So now Paige is FaceTiming with Perry, and he's like found some sort of apartment in Miami, and he's like, see the deck space, bro? I'm like, I feel like it's weird to call Paige bro. And she's like, Perry wants to go to Miami for 6 months. And pros, well, it's great aesthetic for my grid on Instagram, but my palms are sweating thinking about being with him alone for 6 months and probably getting coronavirus because it's Florida. So I'm like a little nervous. I mean, what if I uprooted my life for 6 months with the wrong person? I'm like, Paige, you can always leave. After 3 weeks, you can decide to go back to New York. It's okay.
And she goes, are you peeing? That's gross. So bedtime, Carl is texting, and it's clown music. So you know he's probably texting, what's her buns? Sierra, right?
Well, yeah.
So,
well, actually.
Is that what it turns out? Or well, who no, is he texting?
Well, I don't know if he's, I don't remember if he's texting Sierra or not. But he and Luke start watching, they're watching something on their laptop out back. And you know what's funny? I wrote down Luke and Carol are watching a hockey game. I love that I accidentally typed Carol instead of Carl.
Luke and Carol. Maybe you're psychic. You never know. Next summer, the mom could be like, where's Carol's room? Show me that. Where's she staying?
So Luke is like...
I think they're watching Luke's hockey videos.
Well,
I think Luke is showing him hockey videos because he goes, that's such a bad angle shot. Why would they put up that shot?
At first, I thought it was Luke talking about like he just got some stills back from a photographer. He's like, that's such a bad angle shot. Like, why would they take that shot? Oh. I hate that shot so much. And then it turns out it's actually hockey. They're watching some sort of hockey programming.
Or maybe they were watching Flight Attendant.
Ooh. Oh, I hate these dailies from Flight Attendant. So Carl's like, oh, yeah, I was once hooking up with a girl from Calgary. And when I met her, I was like, hi, I'm from Calgary.
So then Lindsay's drunk and she goes into her room. Or I was going to say Steven's room. Misogyny, patriarchy. But she goes in and she jumps on Steven and she's like,
why didn't you tell me you were going to bed? If you finger me in the middle of the night, I won't be mad. Oh, no, you can't do that. You want to finger me now?
That was actually, those were actually the original lyrics to Britney's Hold It Against Me, which later became, if I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me? It originally was, if you finger me in the middle of the night, I won't be mad at you. Yeah. So, so Lindsay, she's like, oh, you want to do it now? Oh, okay. Oh. I'm like, oh, do we have to watch Stephen finger Lindsay right now? Is this what we, yeah. This what we have to watch?
Welcome to Summer House. Carl's talking to Luke, and he's like, I haven't had sex since April, brah.
He's like, dude, I'm early March, brah.
Next time I have sex, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Thank God my bed will be made. I'll just die in a very neat place. And then we cut to Stravi and Lindsay having sex, and then them finishing up. And she's and he goes, I love you.
I love you, too.
Have a good night. It's like the end.
Yeah. So then the next morning, Carl farts. And then Lindsay is like, you are the sexiest man in America. And kisses Strav. And then we're off to the day. And Danielle's like, I'm going to kick off the restraining Mothstone account today. Everyone's working.
Mothstone, I didn't miss that. And Paige is like in an outfit and she's looking at herself. She goes, I crush 70s outfits. Let me just point that out. And then she's like outside with like a ring light and taking photos of herself. And she goes, Instagram is my job. And I understand how people would look at me and say she doesn't have a brain. But brands pay me to post pictures of myself, so really, I'm a genius, okay? Because I went from, like, living with my parents in college to moving to New York and now completely being responsible for myself, except for the part that my boyfriend pays for everything. Honestly, as terrifying as that all is, I love that feeling, okay? I love wearing this made-up brand that you can only find on Amazon right now. Wow. So she...
Then Sierra is... like, I'm in sweaty underwear all day. And she says that being a nurse, she's always in scrubs. So this summer, she's not getting out of her bikini. And she's the only one who doesn't have to work. So come find me because I don't have a job. And I don't. I'm doing nothing.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to go through any of this bullshit that everyone else is doing. So everyone's now people are in the kitchen just milling about and Hannah's like, I can't wait for the workday to be over so I can stop procrastinating, which is kind of funny. And then Luke is like, oh, hey, burn dog. Hey, Hannah. And she's like, I'm just going to ignore you.
He's like, come on, sup. I'm saying sup. You're supposed to say something. She's like, And he's like, Hannah's being a big baby. You know, she's real good at putting on a big show. And I'm worried that it's going to have an impact on Sierra. God, I'm so glad I didn't sleep with Hannah. So glad.
Yeah. So then Stravi hugs Lindsay. Oh, I get a hug. This does not count as a sandwich. Not a sandwich. Even though your arms are around me sort of like two pieces of bread and I'm the middle. But it's not a sandwich.
He's like, look, I'm trying harder. I've let my hair down and I'm hugging you. And she's like, oh my God, I'm using it at your computer. and then Kyle is talking to a robocall. I guess we're all getting these same robocalls that are in Chinese. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh my God, why am I getting these?
And then Kyle and Amanda are working and he's like, I come out to the Hamptons to fucking send it, okay? But I'm working 80-hour weeks and we are at a make or break point with Loverboy, okay? Loverboy is the most successful business I've ever done. More successful than the shorts that come with underwear in them, also known as bathing suits, okay? This is huge. And the merch is like a business in and of itself. And honestly, I'm so proud of Amanda. Watching her put things in a box and tape it up and put an address on it. Wow. That is, makes me horny.
It's hot.
So hot.
Yeah, he's like totally into like the factory aesthetic, I guess. So then Paige and Amanda go to lunch together. They like go to lunch. And Danielle's just like snoring in the hot tub.
Like pickling in the hot tub. I was like, is someone going to wake her up? That's kind of dangerous, actually.
And then the song's like, give me that rich and fabulous life I've always dreamed about. I'm rich and fabulous. And then it cuts to Carl going,
I have sausages. Now, the question is, should I put cheese?
I was hoping that they would play the Way Up song. We're going up, way up. Oh, should I put cheese on the sausage or not?
Sausages.
I don't know. So, I mean, if I put the cheese on the sausage, it's almost like tucking it into bed. So it's like a very neat little bed. Kind of like that.
So Lindsay's like, oh my God, I love that Carl is at the helm. And Amanda's like, yeah, we need it. And Sierra's like, I love Carl. Like, everybody's loving Carl. Impressive. So Paige is like, wait a minute. Who thought Carl was going to be the backbone? Without him, we wouldn't even meet. Like, Kyle thinks he's in charge, and he would be devastated to learn that Carl's in charge. I cannot wait to tell him.
Carl fucking broke that stove. Because ever since Carl's been going out and getting Mexican food, they're all like, wow, Carl, you can do everything. You're so organized. You're so on top of it. Yeah. Yeah. He's just to keep an eye on that stove. Make sure it stays broke. So now they're making burgers, but they're like pre-made, or maybe they're veggie burgers or something. And they're like marveling at like, wow, it's so great when they're pre-made. And then Hannah's like doing something with her shirt and she's calling her boobs cigars. And she's like, I think my cigars are going to fall down. And Sierra just goes, ugh, it must be so nice to have little boobs.
So they're having dinner outside and Hannah just brought plates and not utensils, which is mortifying. And so Hannah's like, do you mind if I move seats? Because I'm disgusted by Luke. I don't even want to sit by Luke.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, great. It's going to be another night of this, right? So Sierra's like, we're going to say grace. And Kyle goes, yeah, I believe in Santa Claus.
And Paige is like, oh, my God, I love that. I love grace. Okay. So thank you for new relationships, the relationships we're working on, or making relationships stronger and everything in between. And Hannah goes, or the ones you lie about. And it's like, oh my God.
And Kyle's like, Jesus.
Everyone's like, we went through this in season two with Lauren Workus. Do we really have to experience this again?
Yeah. So Luke's like, Hannah, can we catch up maybe? And she's like, oh, sure. So they get up and they get some weird oboe music as their, you know, orchestral. It's like,
it's reading a little bit more bassoon to me than oboe, but
okay, bassoon.
But I'm okay with
it. I'm not up on my orchestral.
Maybe it was like clarinet. It could have sounded like a Woody Allen movie. So
no, it was definitely. It's like the Mario castle, you know, like Mario goes into the Bowser's castle.
Luke, fuck boy. Luke, 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 Luke,
So he's like, sorry to, you know, sorry to interrupt, but you know what? Look, I need some time. I needed some time to process what happened the other night. And I felt real bad seeing you cry, you know? Coming into summer, I thought you and I had an understanding of where we stood, you know?
And she's like, well, since quarantine, it's been a blurry line, a blurred line. If you will please, Luke, I know you want to sing Robin Thicke, and now is not the moment.
Okay, but it's a good song. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's a really good song.
He's like, well, you know what? I thought we had a conversation. No, you know what? We did have a conversation, in fact.
And she says, when?
He said, when I was in Minnesota.
What did you say then?
Well, I said that we should just be friends, Hannah.
She says, well, what I remember is you saying you don't want to put a label on it. And if I want to put a label on it, I can. But you know what? You don't want a label. That's what I remember.
He's like, that's, no.
Are we,
no.
Excuse me, mm-hmm. I hate to interrupt. Are we talking about labels? Because I have some great thoughts on some labels that would look great on me. Anyone? No? Okay, I'll go back to the table.
He's like, that's not what I said, Hannah. And I think we're better off as friends. And your remarks were, at least we didn't hook up. And Paige is like, oh my God. He let her on like a whole year. And then he would treat her like a girlfriend. And she would ask about labels. And then I would throw like a used Chanel at her head. And then she would get mad at me. And I'm like, you're yelling at the wrong person right now.
Luke, I am not your friend, okay? You call me your friend to make yourself look good, and you basically go, oh, Hannah, I couldn't be with you last summer because my head was fucked up, but now my head is clear, and this is the girl who I want, and it's not a weird thing because we're just friends. We're just friends. We always were friends. I'm a good guy.
Which I think is actually a pretty, I think that's a pretty fair statement that she made. I think that's a good read of the situation.
Yeah, right. Like he's saying, I can't be with you because I'm not over my girlfriend. But then now he's over his girlfriend. And he's like, nope, I said we were just friends.
Yeah, I said, like, yeah. He's like, no, we talked in April and now you're saying we didn't talk. And she's like, we're bad at communicating. Why do we, you know what, this is done. Okay, I can never look at you the same. Okay, I can't look at you the same.
And he's like, well, I can't either because we'd have a conversation and you'd say we're on the same page and then you'd be cool with it. And then you get here with your friends and now you're acting like I'm such a jerk. Like we just talked about it. And she goes, when did we talk? And he's like, we talk all the time, Hannah, you know? And then what I'm saying is you communicate what you want people to think. And she's like, you are such a bad friend. You are dismissing my feelings.
Yeah. He's like, you know, it's like you always say we're on the same page. And then I go and I change the page. And then I'm like, I thought we were on the same page. I don't understand, Hannah. So he's like, it's not fair to me as a friend. You can't do that to me.
I wish you showed me this side of you before. I'm going to ugly cry now.
He's like, I didn't talk to you for 2 weeks. And guess what you did? You cried to me on the phone and said, I needed you, Luke. I needed you. But I only need you according to you. Okay. I don't know what world you're living in, but it's not reality, Hannah.
It's like, oh, he's making me feel like a terrible person.
And Lindsay's like, I kind of take Luke's name. Which, of course.
Of course she does. And Paige is like, Luke's a fucking asshole. How dumb can one model be? I'm like, well.
Oh,
and then the guys are mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl's like, Luke is probably the hottest guy Hannah's ever going to have sex with in her life. Or not have sex with.
Oh, she's stupid. Stupid girl. She should put aside everything because he's hot.
And Amanda's like, Hannah wanted more and he knew that. Because I forgot that Luke and Amanda actually have a really bad... Remember last season, they actually hated each other quietly.
Yeah, because he was leading Hannah on. Yeah. And she kept saying, you're leading, you know... You're leading her on. So Kyle tells us, Hannah, he's just not that into you, all right? And has been, never will be.
Boom!
Yeah. So Luke is now they've like separate. Like Hannah has cried off and Luke is gone. They've gotten really mad at each other. Nothing has been, they've made no progress. And so now Luke is talking to the guys and Kyle's like, well, she still has feelings for you and that clouds her vision, which is like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But why? But she had feelings because he was going after her so hard last summer. And then she finally was like, okay, fine, I'll do this. And then he's like, oh, but we're just friends. Like, that's part of it, too.
So yeah, Carl's like, she has cartoon eyes over you. And Hannah's like, if he didn't say he liked you, but if you like somebody else, don't rub it in my face and don't text me goodnight, because I'm on a leash since I met that guy and I just want to cut the leash and I'm getting away and it makes him insane. And that's a him problem, not a me problem.
I don't think that Hannah's really getting away on that leash, but you know, you got to say what you got to your things to yourself to make her to get through it, you know? So yeah. Danielle's like, do you want to drink about it? We could drink about it.
Danielle is like a walking gather sign. So Luke says, I literally had a talk with her and I said, we're just friends. And I told her I like Sierra. And Kyle's like, well, yeah, bringing a girl into the house is a pretty clear indication that you're not into her. I was like, didn't you do that when you were dating Amanda? But anyway, did he? Or he just went out to other houses? I don't remember.
It's hard to, anyway. It's hard to remember. It just was built on such a shaky foundation. So Hannah is
there's like, so much fuckwittery in this show. It's hard it's to keep up with it all.
Fuck boy bonanza, this show. Which is why yes. We tune in, right? So Hannah is like, oh, it's just it's also a grown man yelling at me. And then Sierra is now getting annoyed. She's like, he has like a different persona. I mean, I was hoping to rekindle our relationship, but now I wonder if I even really know him. I wonder, these red flags, maybe he's just a fuckboy. Oh, I'm going to go for it.
Yep.
I'll do it. He's a model. I'm a model. We'll do it.
Yeah. Ugly guys do not get away with this shit.
No, okay. They don't.
So keep on working out, buddy. You're going to need that.
Yep.
So, everybody, thank you so much for being with us today. We sure love you and appreciate you. Thank you to everybody who's with us on Crappens On Demand. Thank you for the support. We are going to do our bonus episode a little bit later today, so that'll be up later. So if you guys want bonus episodes or if you want Crappens On Demand episodes, guess what? You've got them. Just go on patreon.com/watchwithcrappens, okay?
And don't forget.
We sure love you guys.
Don't forget to ask yourself a very important question.
How many sandwiches have you made me?
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie,
she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler. Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.